Here's what's coming up on today's show.
When we go through this process together, again, it comes back to decision making. And in the financial resources world, if we make good decision after good decision after good decision after good decision, you know, we're going to retire with some money.
Welcome to the Income for Life Show. If you're looking for some common sense retirement planning ideas and want to hear how we make the complex financial world simple, then listen up so you can learn how you can stay retired. The Income for Life Show is powered by Folds of Honor, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to providing educational scholarships to the families of America's fallen and disabled service members. Now, it's time for the Income for Life Show.
Welcome to the Income for Life Show, powered by our friends and family at Folds of Honor. Thank you very much for listening today to today's Income for Life Show, as we always like to do our best to give ideas and topics around how our clients can stay retired. Our phone number is 888-228-8814. Again, 888-228-8814. And if you're driving down the road right now and you're listening on the Spotify's or the Stitchers or the Apple Podcast, thank you very much for listening today. Make sure you keep your hands on the wheel, though. And thank you for tuning in today. And of course, if you're logged in right now to incomeforlife.org and you're listening right on our website, thank you very much for doing that as well. Again, our phone number is 888-228-8814, and our website is incomeforlife.org. And today's show is going to be a heck of a show today, because in the studio today, we are going to be speaking with an expert in the home purchasing, how to navigate through downsizing from one home to another. How do you retire and try to downsize when you're competing against the millennial buyers that are trying to purchase the same home that you're looking at, et cetera, et cetera? And from a lot of people that have been listening to the show for a long time or have contacted us here at Income for Life, we often hear a lot of times is, we're looking to downsize of our house. We are looking to use some of that money for retirement purposes, but we're having a heck of a time trying to find a new place because there's just a shortage of homes. So today, what we're going to do is we are going to visit with an expert in this arena that's going to be able to help us navigate through some ideas and some questions maybe you need to ask, and also just be an incredible resource for people out there that are battling through this right now. So what I would like to do right now is I would like to introduce Tyler Johnson from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services here to the show today. Tyler, thank you very much for coming in and joining us here on the Income for Life Show. We appreciate it.
Matt, thank you for having me. I had the opportunity to help Matt through this process.
Boy, did you ever. Yes, you did.
And we really enjoyed ourselves, and I think you learned a thing or two.
Boy, I did. I learned some things about real estate and how this works in today's world more than maybe I wanted to.
Absolutely. I have always found that some of my best friends come to me after the process and they say, man, I don't know how you do it. There is just a lot of moving parts to the real estate transaction. I did start selling real estate in 2006, and it was certainly a different market at that time. You know, from 2006 to 2007 into early 2008, things were booming. Actually, we were kind of in a market like we're in now, but with some different things going on in the mortgage lending market and some different practices that just really...
That was a subprime time, wasn't it?
It was the subprime, the market meltdown. And so really, I've seen the market at a time of kind of a disaster through 2009 and 10, really tough times. It was the exact opposite of today's market to what we have today. Being the local MLS that I belong to here, we have less than 100 homes on the market for sale. Okay.
Less than 100.
Less than 100. That is from zero to 2 million.
Holy cow.
Than 100. So first off, working with the right realtor to help you get introduced to those houses as they come on the market is a good idea.
Right, right.
And going back into 2009 and 10, there was closer to 400 or 500 houses on the market at that time. So can you imagine? I mean, you had so many choices then, but today you're really limited when making this move. And working with the right real estate consultant just really makes the process
seamless. Or at least as seamless as we can.
As seamless as possible.
Well, needless to say, Tyler, that you've kind of been there, done that. You've been doing this now since 2006. You work with about 40 to 50 families per year in these types of real estate transactions. So what we're going to be, and this is where your expertise is going to come in, because what I am experiencing here in my team at Income for Life with our listeners all across the country is this battle, if you would, this real estate battle between the retired boomer generation that has a house, maybe it's all paid off, for example, or close to paid off, but it's a bigger house that they're looking to sell that property, downsize to a smaller house, and have some cash, have some equity that they're then saying, hey, Matt, I want to put that into an Income for Life plan. I have this $1 million home. We have 800,000 of it paid off. So we are looking at downsizing to a $300,000 home because we don't need this big house anymore. And we want to use that extra $500,000 to help us in our retirement plan. So that's what we are hearing here at Income for Life. But then what we're hearing from those clients and those people that are trying to sell that home is they're having a difficult time sometimes getting people to purchase that big home of theirs. It's a little bit deeper transaction, but when they're trying to buy that $300,000 home, they are bidding and battling against the millennial generation, the younger generation, that is looking for that first starter home. So there's the rub, and that's what I want to talk to you about today, Tyler, because I want to try to get an idea to have you as a resource for people that are listening all across the country, that if they're looking to downsize in their home, but they are having a heck of a time bidding for that same smaller home that so many millennials are looking to purchase, where do they start in this process? So say you.
The most frustrating thing is when you turn on your computer at 7 a.m. in the morning and you see a house come on the market, and you call your realtor, and you go see it at noon, and it's sold at that point. Frustrating.
So wait a minute. Let me do that math. It went on the market at 7 a.m. You look to go show it, for example, or talk about it with somebody, and by noon, it's already off the market.
Absolutely. That's happening.
That's 5 hours.
That's happening. Now, one of the things where I've had a lot of success over the past several years is helping families navigate this. So many of the buyers that are listening to this show, many of them don't quite understand what they need to do or who they need to be to navigate through this. And that's where I come in. I've been helping these families make really good choices, okay? So I don't see myself as a real estate agent. I see myself more as a real estate consultant. One, because I help them, I ask questions. I get a better understanding. And wouldn't it be frustrating for if you went to your financial advisor and they gave you your plan without asking you any questions?
Right.
So we have to talk through the process.
Got to be some dialogue about what are you looking to do? What do you want to happen? And it's not just, I want to sell my house. I get that. That's what you're trying to do. But there's a process after that, such as, okay, you're going to sell your house, but where are you going to move to?
Right.
And so that whole dynamic is, I don't want to call it difficult, but there's so many variables that come into play. There is not just a very simple, oh, let's sell your house and then you can just walk into another place. There's a lot of variables in there that if you don't have the right guide and you don't have the right resource, that can get very choppy very fast. So that's where somebody like you comes in that says, Let's talk about the entire process.
Right.
What you want to have happen up front. What do you want to have here? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And if somebody is listening right now and they live in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're like, well Matt, that sounds good. I'm actually that person. You know, we've had some people on our shows that say, man, I thought you were literally talking about me, because everything you just said is what we're going through. We have a lot of people that are listening that will be listening to this show that could be saying, my gosh, that's exactly what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to sell this house for profit, downsize to a smaller place because we're retired or we want to get closer to the kids or closer to the grandkids or whatever the scenario might be. I want to downsize and use that money. But my gosh, finding that new place, finding that place that we want to move to is more difficult than I could have ever imagined. And I went from a seller, which is easy, the market's up, to a buyer where I'm now having to try to outbid this younger generation that's kind of jumping in here. And what I want to ask you here, Tyler, and tell me if what you think on these stats that I'm going to read off to you. I want you to tell me kind of what you're experiencing and see these. But what I did is before you came in today, Tyler, I just did my own little research. And when I say my little research, I jumped on Google, just like everybody does, and just kind of looked around and I typed in, I believe it was millennials versus boomers in the housing market. That was it. Just millennials versus boomers. Flooded with articles, flooded with Forbes and Financial and all of these different articles talking about this process where these two demographics are headbutting on these houses. So let me see what you think here. According to data from Zillow, I think everybody's heard of Zillow. According to data from Zillow, the median age of someone who bought a home rose from age 40 in 2009 to 44 in 2019. The share of recent buyers who are 60 years or older grew 47% from 2009 to 2019. Over the same period, the share of recent buyers aged 18 to 39 fell 13%. So let's talk about that. It seems like what we are hearing here, and this is an article right from the financialbrand.com, it sounds like retire age people, the baby boomer generation, are buying homes more frequently. And the younger millennial generation are going the opposite way. So what do you say to that? What do you say? Because whenever these baby boomers are looking to downsize, or they're just looking to buy another property for an investment or whatever the scenario might be, how do you navigate that with somebody? If they're trying to do that and they're wanting to come to you and say, Tyler, I don't know how to do all of this. What do you say to these people knowing that that's the numbers?
Well, what's happened in the past several years is you have the days of the McMansions are kind of over.
Yes.
Right? These large homes, they're not as desirable as they once were. And you have a lot of these baby boomer buyers who are going through this process of downsizing. Where I come into this picture, where I can be of value to the people out there, is helping you find the right person in your market. The boomers have been downsizing and getting into smaller homes. In today's market, the fear is that, and the reason why a lot of people aren't making a move, is because they feel like they're going to sell their house and the one that they want to buy is going to be gone. And so they don't do anything. They just stay where they're at and the years go by. You know, and I have clients who they have family in other markets, and we've gone through for 2 years. They have been looking in another town, and I'm a big believer that life is meant to be lived. If you have grandkids, go see them. Mm-hmm. And if you want to move to where they're at, let's put together a plan to get you there. Not let this process go on for years and watch these values go up. Where I come in is I help you make good decisions around your life, help you make good financial decisions around your real estate. I'm going to talk with the buyers
you know, they're sellers, they're buyers, and we're going to put together a plan that puts them in the best light. So if they are going to get into that market and looking to buy, we got to figure out how they are one and done. I've talked to too many clients who are, you know, they've lost out on 6, 8, 10 houses, and it's because they're not working with the right realtor. Matt, the right realtor has been in the business and they've seen the market shift. They've been in the business now. I've been in the business, and this started at the beginning of 2020. Was where it was starting to take off, and you had to really understand how to write a contract to get a house bought, okay? And I think that's where a lot of people are missing the boat. They're writing a contract that makes their client feel comfortable. Well, the toughest thing in this market right now is, you know, you really can't, your client is not going to feel comfortable if they're buying a house in today's market.
No, they're not.
Because it is the toughest market that we have ever seen.
Is it just due to just the competitive nature of it? It's just there's not a lot of houses out there. It's they're very high cost. I mean, I know you can't just pinpoint a thing, but what are your thoughts on why it is so difficult right now?
There are 3.8 million less houses than there in the United States than there should be. Okay, so when 2008, 9, 10 happened, the builders, a lot of them lost the homes that they were building back to the bank, and they decided at that point that they weren't going to build speculatively anymore. They would just build custom homes, so they built a lot less nationwide. So here we are today, 10 years later, and we don't have enough homes to support our population.
So how many homes were short? How many did you just say?
3.8 million.
3.8 million home shortage.
Shortage nationwide.
So we have people that are looking to buy. And, you know, 10 years ago, they've aged into the point that now they want to buy a house. And across the country, we're close to 4 million homes short.
Correct.
So now people are looking to buy and they can't. Or they're looking to build, and given the COVID mess that we just are trying to get ourselves out of, there's a supply shortage.
Prices are through the roof.
Prices are through the roof for lumber, for build, whatever it might be. So building right now is extremely difficult to do financially and just supply chain wise. So a lot of people are of the view of, okay, building is out for right now. Can't build. I got to buy an existing home. But you're saying that if you want to buy that existing home, even before COVID, we were 3.8 million short. So if you're a retiree and you are looking to downsize and you have that $1 million home that you're trying to sell, but you're trying to now go down into a $300,000 home because you want to get closer to the kids to help them with their kids and your grandkids, stuff like that. You want to downsize. But we are already 4 million, almost 4 million homes short with a buying group that knows they can't build economically or financially. So everybody's going for the same house, in which we're 4 million short on them anyway. So if you're listening to this show today and you're like, yeah, Matt, Tyler, that's exactly what I'm dealing with right now. What can they do, Tyler? What sort of a resource? Because, of course, you know, you're able to help these people on a national level, just like we can here at Income for Life. So you can be a resource for these people to help navigate them through as seamless as possible with your years and years and decades of expertise on able to do this, even if they live in California, Florida, Montana, Dallas, whatever it might be. So somebody's listening right now and they're like, hey, Matt, that sounds really cool, but I don't live in the Midwest. I live in Boston or whatever it might be. You can still be a resource for these people.
Absolutely.
And then how, if you are talking to these people and you're giving them your expertise on, yeah, I would do blank or whatever the scenario might be. If I were you, I would do whatever. And then they're like, man, that sounds good. But Tyler, you're in Kansas, but I live in Boston. What do you tell them? What do you do then?
So what I'm going to do is basically have the same conversation that I would have with someone locally, and help them get a better understanding of what's important to them through this process. Okay? So really just having a real honest conversation. And the nice thing about me is I'm not gonna hit you with any marketing. You know, I'm not gonna start hounding you. We're just gonna have a conversation. So I'm really an independent third party, but I am an expert in this. I have years of experience. And what this is really a conversation with an expert about the process, getting a better understanding, and.
About the process. Let me focus on that for a second, because I think that's very important. Because if somebody were to be listening and then they get a hold of you, which we're going to give out all of the ways for people to get a hold of you here in a little bit. But if somebody does get a hold of you, you are going to talk about the process of how this works and what you would recommend on how they navigate these choppy waters that we're talking about. But then from that point, and they say, well, yeah, I want to dig a little bit deeper in there. The way I understand it is you have a vast resource of other vetted experts.
I have a network of agents, you know, with Berkshire Hathaway, you know, and with other companies.
So not necessarily Berkshire Hathaway.
Oh, no. Okay. I come from a real estate family. I'm a second generation realtor. I have been to meetings in Washington, D.C. I have relationships with other realtors all over the country. And I have processes of vetting different agents in different markets, because a lot of times a seller, a buyer might just work with someone who they met on the street. They met him at an open house. They, you know, listen, we have a conversation and it goes any further, you know, the people that I'm working with, you know, they may not work with 40 to 50 families a year, but I tell you, they have been in the business a while. They understand this market and they're working with at least 30 families a year. They have, you know, valuable experience, but there's a lot of people who are find themselves just working with an agent that they, you know, maybe they saw a Facebook post or
right.
something along those lines. But the people that what you have with me is an honest conversation, and it may go somewhere and it may not. I'm not going to be a pushy salesman.
Well, the worst case scenario is if somebody called you and said, I'm in this situation, the worst case scenario is they will leave that conversation with more education and ideas than they started with.
Correct.
Even if they don't move forward, they'll at least have a better understanding of what their choices, options, you know, capabilities are. And if it does progress, and then they're like, well, Tyler, yeah, I really want to talk to somebody better about this. Who would you recommend, for example, right? You have a vetted network of people that you can then work with that person and be able to say, hey, I have John and Jane Smith that live in Omaha, Nebraska, or wherever, Dallas, Texas, and you can then help that process with that already vetted advisor that you know and trust.
Correct. Correct.
I'm struggling to see the downside. If you're listening right now and you are in this situation, then what I would recommend you do is give us a call at 888-228-8814. Again, 888-228-8814. And we will get you obviously in touch with Tyler. But here in a minute, Tyler, we're of course going to get your information so that we can pass this on to everybody listening. But I think it's very important to make sure that people understand that there's resources out there, such as you, Tyler. There's resources out there that somebody can actually get a hold of a live human being and be able to talk through an entire process from we are looking to sell this home because we want to do blank. It's not we're just looking to sell the home. I get that. But what you do, Tyler, is, okay, well, what do you want to do? You know, what's after? Okay, you're not going to be homeless. You know, where do you want to go after? Because selling the home is only part of it. We have to make sure that there's a process in place for after you sell that home. And I think them using you as a resource would be huge for something like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. There's going to be different situations where you may be moving to another state. You know, and let's take that situation where maybe the grandkids are in Austin, Texas, or maybe the grandkids are in Kansas City, and you're in Nashville, and it's one thing you can do is, and many people have out there have done it, is they click on something online, and then boom, they are inundated with
They're
calls.
They're flooded.
Oh my gosh!
And almost it's like, as soon as they hit the button.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's not what's going to happen here. You're going to call me. We're going to have an honest conversation about getting you from point A to point B. We're going to talk about what type of realtor you had success with in the past and what you're looking for. And I'm going to put you together with someone who you're going to like. Absolutely. I mean, that's what I do. Okay. I help people get from where they are to where they want to go, safe and on time.
It's time to take the wondering and question marks out of preparing for retirement. You know, one of the least understood things for today's retirees and pre-retirees is how exactly you can create your retirement paycheck. Think about it. How are you going to stop working and turn your savings into an income stream to last you 20, 30, or even more years in retirement? Now, no worries if you don't know the answer to that question yet. That's probably why you're tuning into the Income for Life show, right? So let's do this. Take the education and the lessons that you get here on the show a bit further. Matt created a guide specifically for podcast listeners. It's called Preparing for Retirement: Ways to Create Your Retirement Paycheck. And it'll show you in detail the primary challenges that people face when trying to retire today. And it'll teach you the essential difference between required income and lifestyle income. To get the guide, email info@incomeforlife.org or call 888-228-8814 and simply ask for the guide. Email info@incomeforlife.org or call 888-228-8814. Okay, let's get back to the show.
This whole scenario that we're talking about today, Tyler, as you were just explaining, there's so much competition, and I don't mean just other realtors and competition within your arena. I know that. There's always going to be competition in sales in anything that you do. But what I'm talking about is the competition digitally, like you were just talking about, the competition between the retirement generation and the upcoming millennial generation, because people don't realize how large this millennial generation really is. This is the largest group ever to come in to this world. And whenever they're coming in to buy these homes, they're competing against the boomers that have the cash. They have the money in their existing homes, and the boomers are winning. A lot of the retirees are buying additional properties for an investment, right? So they're buying to maybe rent, or they're just going to hold it for a while and then flip it, or whatever the scenario might be. But as a millennial coming up, it's difficult to be able to compete against that. Because if you got somebody that's wanting to do a 30-year mortgage on this, and you got somebody else that says, okay, add 15% to it and I'll pay cash, it's a tough deal for that younger family to deal with. So like I said earlier in the show, I found a bunch of articles and I was just looking online and just got flooded with articles. Like, here's one from Forbes, Tyler, that I'd like your opinion on. Directly from Forbes. And here's what it says. Baby boomers and millennials are vying for homes and boomers are winning. For exactly what we just said. They're able to come in and they're able to buy cash, and it's difficult for those millennials. Another one, thefinancialbrand.com, mortgage lending snag, boomers and millennials vie for the same houses. Another one, the same one with Zillow, baby boomers and millennials are competing for homes and boomers are winning. And then this last one, which is from the Wall Street Journal, as boomers downsize, competition grows for simpler, but not always smaller, homes. So it's on and on and on. So I'm of the view that if someone that is listening to the show today and they are in this scenario, which I know they are because I hear it all the time, Matt, I'm looking to downsize. I have this house. We're looking to get closer to the grandkids or just downsize in general. But we're having a heck of a time. Selling is not the problem. It's buying on the other end. That is the problem. I am of the view that if those people had a resource to go to, a person such as you, that they can say, I'm going to call Tyler and I'm going to talk to Tyler about my situation and see what he thinks. I think that would be a very, very nice transition for a lot of people that maybe don't have that ability right now.
There's a lot of people out there that have that trusted consultant in their life, okay? Someone who they can call and know that they're not going to just be inundated and pestered. No one wants to be pestered, and that's why they don't reach out. But there's a lot of people out there that don't have that real estate consultant that they know, like, and trust. I want to be there. I'm there for those people just to have an honest conversation about where they're at, what they want to do, okay, and helping them navigate that with the right people. There's never been more agents in the marketplace, okay? Many of them don't have a lick of experience. So the value I bring, and by the way, you don't pay anything for this. The reason we're having this conversation is someone may want to take some of the value out of their house and put it into some retirement resources so they can have an income for life. Now, I can just help them downsize, help them free up the cash to do that, okay? All the while making good decisions.
Max value for them.
Absolutely. We are not giving the house away.
Seamless for them, you know, because that's what we often hear is, yeah, selling a house is easy whenever you're selling it for 40% under the appraisal value.
Absolutely.
I could do that, and I've never sold a house in my life. But where you would come in is being able to be that resource for them, not only just the education, not only just the here's what you should do in my professional opinion, Jane and Joe Smith, but here's my professional opinion of what you should do to get max value. Mm-hmm. And max value is not just how much can I get for my house when I sell it. The value is the good price for the house and the back end side of where you're going to go. That whole process to me is the value.
Absolutely.
And that's where you come in.
Right. It's getting the most for the house and getting in the least for the house that you're buying with the least amount of hassle, headache, making sure we're moving from house A to house B. You know, we don't want to move twice. We don't want to have, you know, and one of the things that I always say to my clients is that, you know, I help you get to the finish line. Right? I can't guarantee that we're not going to have turbulence through the process. Things can happen. We're dealing with other people. But when we go through this process together, again, it comes back to decision making. And in the financial resources world, if we make good decision after good decision after good decision after good decision, you know, we're going to retire with some money, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to have the good life, right? And I've been blessed with the family I have, the real estate family I have at Berkshire Hathaway, my parents, and what I want to do for your clients and the listeners out there is just give them a little bit more guidance through this process. And again, it doesn't cost anything. I have relationships with people all over the country that I can work with to give the best advice and help people through this process. Like I say, again, it's the value is making sure that you get from where you are to where you want to go, safe and on time, okay? On time. That means it doesn't mean we're renting a house in between. It doesn't mean we're homeless. It doesn't mean we're giving our house away for 20, 30% less than what we thought. We are getting the most for our house on the sell side. And we are getting into the house. We're not compromising. Again, you know, that's the thing I hear. I don't want to compromise. We don't compromise. We get the house that you want, right? Funny thing, a lot of it's very hard to downsize. And as you know this, we went through this together. And
absolutely.
And so helping people with the process, it's just not about finding them a place to go. It's finding them the right place. And then making sure that, you know, whether it's an auction or an estate sale, making sure all of these things happen you know, on the timeline. My last job back in 2000, you know, before 2006, was in telecommunications sales. So I was putting together networks for customers that had businesses or a company that had multiple locations all over the country. So they had to communicate through these various networks. And it was very complex. And the real estate process is very complex. And that's the reason, one of the reasons I've had great success through this is I understand making sure that we're working with the right people through the process, because any screw up can cost you. And the reason that the listeners should call me is just so we can talk through the process. Like I said, any, you know, glitch, any bad decision that, you know, that's maybe it's unintentional, maybe somebody else makes it. Well, if we're working with the right realtor, if we're working with the right people through the process, you know, we're less likely to have problems.
Perfect. Tyler, if someone is listening today and they want to get a hold of you and they're like, man, that everything that Tyler just said makes complete sense. I want to talk to that guy. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can call me. And when you call me, just say, I heard you on Income for Life. And that way I know what we're talking about. You can call me 785-383-8792, or you can send me an email and we can schedule a time to have a visit. And that's Tyler. It's T-Y-L-E-R at first, spelled out, F-I-R-S-T, Realtors, R-E-A-L-T-O-R-S-K-S.com.
Let's go ahead and give that again. Your phone number is 785-383-8792, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if someone is listening right now, they can just simply give you a call. They will get a hold of you. They can schedule a time. Again, they can email directly to you, Tyler at firstrealtorsks.com, or call you at 785-383-8792. And of course, if you're driving down the road, you can't jot this down, or you're like, yeah, that sounds cool, I would love to talk to him, but my gosh, I can't remember that number. Just go to incomeforlife.org and you can click on this podcast, and all of Tyler's information is directly on this podcast on our website at incomeforlife.org. Tyler, thank you very much for coming in today. And what we always do at the end of our shows, and I didn't tell you that we do this at the end of the show, so everybody listening now, of course, I'm going to see what Tyler thinks on these things. We always do sports stuff at the end of the show, and we're Kansas City Chiefs fans here in the Midwest. So we have a game coming up here, the first playoff game here that we got. Kansas City's going to be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up on Sunday. Give me a prediction. What's the score going to be? Go.
Chiefs 35, Pittsburgh 28.
Oh, so you're thinking a pretty close game.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I like the 35 number. I think that's going to be there, but I think it's going to be more of a butt kicking. I think it's going to be 35-17. I think the Chiefs will be able to kind of coast in the fourth quarter. That's what I'm hoping for. Okay, last question. It's always sports related, of course. Our MVP, Mr. Patrick Mahomes. Okay, how do you think his years went?
It's progressed. I would say he's had for his standards, he's had a rough year.
He started off rough. He did. And every single show, just like we always do, Patrick Mahomes, if you're listening today, you're always welcome to come on to the show here on the Income for Life show. You can talk to Tyler and I anytime you want. But sadly, we got to bump Pat again because we just ran out of time. So sorry, Mr. Mahomes. I know you're busy. You got all of your playoff stuff coming. We appreciate you listening, everyone. Thank you very much for your time, for listening to the Income for Life show, again, powered by our friends and family at Folds of Honor. 888-228-8814 is our phone number. Thank you very much for listening today, and bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Income for Life show. If you have any questions about something we talked about today or want to get in touch with the Income for Life team, give us a call to 888-228-8814. That's 888-228-8814. You can also go online to incomeforlife.org and check the description of today's show for any relevant resources and contact information. You can also find the podcast on all major podcasting apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and many more locations. The Income for Life show is powered by Folds of Honor, a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to providing educational scholarships to the families of America's fallen and disabled service members. For more information, visit foldsofhonor.org. Information provided on today's show is for informational purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information is obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action.